Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this June 14th, 2023. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Kim from Encourage, talk with a couple of kids about scholarships and some other great things that Encourage are offering. Right now, we have some of our favorite people in to talk to. We have our gang from Family Natural Foods, Katrina Hittner, joining us. Katrina deserves a little empathy today because she's had to deal with me a lot. Appreciate you being here, Katrina.
It's always fun to be here, James. It's not a chore. I like being here.
And you brought our good friend Affy with us. Affy, good to see you.
Yeah, hello everyone. How are you doing?
It feels like it's been too long since you've been with us, Affy.
It has been a while.
It's been a while.
Yep, it's been well.
This is what I'm excited about.
Oh,
so
yes.
So Steven always gets Affy. Whenever I'm gone or I can't do radio,
that's right.
He gets Affy. I'm excited to have Affy
today.
Yeah.
Cool. That's
and
cool.
So it's fun for me because Affy has been with the store for almost 9 years.
Almost 9 years.
And she's such a good asset. Like Phil said it so great this morning. He said, surround yourself by people that are more talented or more educated or more amazing and worth like so much. And I love surrounding myself by Affy because she's such a good asset. Like she's got so much good information to share. She's just fun to be around. We have good
and
time.
I'm just
going to
interject and say that's how I feel about being at Family Natural Foods. And James, you know, James is wearing a Family Natural Foods t-shirt today. Mm-hmm. So he's like totally part of the family. So I feel very comfy where I am right now also.
Good.
So
I think that you always bring something interesting and unique to the conversation, Affy. And I really appreciate that about you.
Thanks.
Not just on the air here, but when we've talked at Family Natural Foods or anything, you've been so helpful, like the whole staff there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also knew that when Katrina told me you were going to come in today that we got to talk dogs. And
dogs.
I got very excited about that. So it's kind of 1A, 1B. I'm more excited to talk to you, but also excited to talk about dogs.
All right.
And let's go ahead and get right into this because that is kind of the main theme for the hour. Are they half an hour today?
Yeah, we can talk dogs. Let me give a couple like what's happening things just ahead of time.
Yeah.
I know some folks was listening earlier and I did a little bit of I talked a little bit about these things, but reminder, right? So it's garden season, right?
Yes.
It's garden season. Yes. We have a couple more weeks before we're wrapping up the rest of our back area with the garden seeds. So if you want anything, kind of, you know, get it by the end of the month, really, because, you know, it's always good to plant another row of spinach later or carrots. So we have those things and there's still plenty there, but definitely just like to highlight that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be thin.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And whether you're doing this to get ready for or to add to your garden this year or next year, it's not a bad idea.
Yep, absolutely. And then we just want to chat a little bit about it's summertime, picnic, kind of picnic vibe, picnic style. And so there was a couple fun things we were talking about the other day that we wanted to highlight and mention so folks know that we have these things or there's ideas. One, Michaela did a wonderful display just yesterday, and so you can see kind of like picnic theme when you walk in. But I think some things we should highlight are Vamfas oils and vinegars.
Well, because it's salad time.
Salad season.
Some people might be growing their lettuce.
Yeah.
So how do you want to treat it nice and special with Vamfas oils and vinegars?
What's one of your favorite oils and vinegars that you like to use?
I really like the Don Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that one is from Andalusia, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And another oil I really like is the lemon.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the balsamics, I'm open to them all.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the apple. Date or plum.
That's the one I was, thank you. I was struggling to try to think of the one that I liked and that I wouldn't think I'd like. But the plum one, I'm not a plum guy, but I really like that, that flavor of that.
Mm-hmm. It just enhances a lot of different things. I mean, you have to also open your mind up more than just salads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Marinating.
Yeah. Marinating meats in it. Some people do. I like putting it for slaws. So like maybe you're cutting up like apples and cabbage and carrots and you can, you know, put that in there.
Mm-hmm. I like it on salmon. It's very nice on salmon.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna have a taste, so I'm not gonna ruin it right now. But mango balsamic on your watermelon is so good.
I haven't tried that.
I'm doing that. I'm doing that.
That one's so good.
That sounds great.
And later we're going to have a watermelon sample for James in a liquid form. It's going to be good. So hold on, everyone. But so Vomfest is just a great thing, whether you're gifting it to people, like you're going to a picnic and you want to bring a gift. Awesome. Or maybe you want to make a dish and you want to bring it there. That's great, too. And so those are just things to think about. And then grilling.
Mm. Grilling, mm-hmm. yes.
It's grilling season.
For everyone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Vegetarians. Mm-hmm. So we've got some great choices of meat, and you can...
Yeah, we have Clover Meadows Farm, and they're in the Millador area. They're grass-fed beef. We have Prairie Pastures Beef. They're in the Rudolph area, Junction City. No, they're in the Rudolph area.
Yeah.
Why do I want to say Junction City?
I don't know.
They're in Junction City, yeah. Rudolph. You know, neighbors to each other.
Yeah.
They have some great beef, or like they have beef brats or beef hot dogs, and then they have good cuts of beef. And then we have, pastured raised chickens. Mm-hmm. We have
bison and elk burgers,
which is more unique,
mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And then, like James was mentioning before, salmon. We have some really good salmon, ahi tunas. Yep.
And then we mm-hmm. have the flip side for those people that are not meat eaters. We have some nice choices for vegetarian burgers, meat-like burgers.
Yep. Yeah, like an alternative.
Alternative. Mm-hmm. We have one that is basically made out of beets. Mm. It is excellent. It has the texture of a burger, mm-hmm. But it just
doesn't taste like a beet by any means either.
No, no. But it tastes much better than just a grainy mm-hmm. Veggie burger that you sometimes get.
Yeah.
And now we have some falafel burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that those would be really awesome.
I got to try that.
For grilling, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting. It was hard for me not to tell you this earlier this morning, Katrina.
Okay, you waited for just the time now,
yep,
James.
I wanted to wait until the episode here because I didn't know if I'd have an opportunity to bring it up or not. But my father and I are carnivores, diehard carnivores, mm-hmm. big time. This weekend, we tried putting some asparagus on the grill. And grilling that. Yep. Very proud of myself. I ate something green, everybody. I did. I mark it on your calendar. But it was really good. Really, really good. And where we were instinctive, because we hadn't done this before that much or anything, our instinct was put the asparagus on, take it off, and then pile on a bunch of stuff on it. We just ate it as it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Everything that I like about grilling as far as brats or burgers or anything and having that grill flavor, that grill taste, it's in the asparagus.
It's so good.
Like I know that I feel like the people that do this normally out there are like, yeah, it makes sense. But to me, and never doing this before, I was blown away
exciting.
By that.
Yeah,
it felt really good. It's a part of my diet now.
Okay.
I'm an asparagus guy now.
Yeah, well, then next you're going to have to try like shish kebabs. Put your chicken, but you have some vegetables on there, James. So I think that's great. I'm excited for the future.
You might want to try marinating the asparagus before you put it on the grill. Some olive oil, maybe a little lemon, mm-hmm. lemon juice.
I was making mental
salt
notes
pepper.
When you two were going back and forth
or
about that.
Curry. Sprinkle a little curry on it.
James,
oh, I don't know.
The curry?
Okay.
No, that's I'm trying.
Backing up over here.
He said he just tried asparagus, Abby. I'm just kidding.
He's just dipping his toe. I'm throwing him in.
I like it, though. I like what you're doing. I like it.
That you throw him in because you know what? That's just what you got
to
do.
It's what my papa did to teach me to swim. I mean, it just works.
Here?
It works. It works.
I
really was taking notes when you two were talking about that earlier about the balms and different things that would go good with different stuff. Mm-hmm. You mentioned lemon, and right away that lemon asparagus, just seemed like it would go good.
It's super good. Yeah. And then one like last thing before we get into Affy's main topics of pet health, which I'm excited about, is like we were talking the other day about like. Think outside of the s'more. And like we're brainstorming fun ideas of like what you could do with a s'more, right? It's campfire season. It's just the time to like start, I guess, being creative too. It was like
totally. So my phrase was like, you know, everybody just uses a regular piece of chocolate on their s'more. Mm. I'm like, heck. Cut the ribbon from your hair. Try a bunch of different chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like peppermint chocolate or ginger or orange or what else do you have? Hazelnut.
Orange chocolate.
Peanut butter.
Add peanut butter.
It.
Yep. We have an almond butter chocolate cup. And so I don't know, I'm visualizing that might just fit perfect. But yeah, totally. Like what Katrina said, think outside the box.
Use a cookie instead of a graham cracker, those sorts of fun ideas. Yeah. Or maybe you don't like the marshmallow part of it. Like you can, you know, there's other creative ways of just
make
like
almond butter.
Yeah.
With your chocolate and just the graham cracker.
Yeah.
And so we have all the fixins. So
all the fixins. Yeah. All the fixins. So now we just need the campfire. Whose house is it gonna be?
Yep.
And here we go.
We are making plans for that. We'll let you know in the next show. The next show where we're going to end up.
Exactly. Or it might have already happened. Sorry, everyone.
I love the creativity of that. Yeah. It's nothing against the s'more, the traditional s'more, but you mentioned something there. I'm not a big marshmallow guy. Mm-hmm. So maybe I want to try something other than a marshmallow in the middle of there. I like that.
Yep.
The Affy, the idea of the chocolate. You know when you hear those things? And it's right under your nose, and you just happen, oh, there it is. Like that
right.
kind of.
Of course.
That's such a great idea. I don't know why we haven't been talking about this more. Like that is a really good idea. Trying the different chocolates.
Try the different ones, yeah.
I want to try I'm a big sucker for that orange chocolate. Oh, I like the idea of trying that with the graham cracker.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go do that right now. Okay. I just want to go do
it. We'll just take over the rest of the show for you.
Please,
it's fine. We'll just talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, you're going to also be interviewing Kim in about 20 minutes, so have fun with that too.
I love Kim. She's great. Okay. Wonderful. So another reason why I just love Affy, you know, she's we call her like our coffee guru and our pet guru. But with the summertime, there's like Affy has this beautiful list of like things to think about for our pets that are in the heat of summer we need to think about. But then with that, we're going to just talk a little bit more about summertime and pets and different things that may affect them during the summer a bit more, as well as it could be any time of the year. So you can take this information and use it all year long. But it's just good. It's good info for pet health and
reminders. I think we probably do all of this stuff, but you know, when the time comes, your little guy, you know, communicates differently. Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, stressed or not feeling well, dogs, I think, don't let you know that they're not feeling well until it's like they've been suffering a long time.
Yeah.
They're just silent sufferers, I think, in a lot of ways. Or they have this bizarre behavior, and we're like, what the heck? Where's this coming from? So we brought a couple things. One of them is, or two of these are for, one here, is a calming formula from Terry Naturally. And it actually is the same ingredient that we have for a human product by Terry Naturally called Anxio Calm. Mm. So it takes the edge off of anxiety for a dog. Mm. It's just a different dose. And it's a little pill, and it's chewable.
Very easy for them to swallow.
Very easy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if you need to crush it, if you need to crush it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And so think about what's coming up, 4th of July, or people just loud noises. Maybe you want to take your dog to the park and there's a band. Mm-hmm. All of these motorcycles, jet skis on the water. These things can just, you know, dog's hearing is
It's so sensitive.
Acute. So.
And I think, too, like, so there's all these things happening in summer, but maybe your dog is just always anxious.
Yes.
They're anxious when you leave, the separation anxiety.
In the car,
going to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
All these things. This is a great thing to have, whether your dog has it as a consistent anxiety or it's just a situational anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it works really quick, too.
That's
another wonderful thing.
Yep. In humans, I think it's like within 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you should see something. And then this is also the time of year where you might see your dog rolling around in the grass a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There are allergens out there. We have allergies as humans, pine pollen and whatever else is out there. So we have an allergy formula from the Now Company. It's just called Pet Allergy. There are some really interesting ingredients in here. And one of them that is also, you know, can be used in a human is quercetin.
Mm-hmm.
And quercetin is used for a lot of respiratory issues, nasal issues, cold and flu.
Mm-hmm.
It was used at other times also. But quercetin is totally safe for a dog to use. There's also licorice root, burdock, bromelain, turmeric, and nettle leaf. All things that can help out. So if your dog is rolling around in the grass, biting their paws, gnawing at their side, getting a goopy eye or something.
Licking a lot. These are all signs of an allergy.
Right.
And so like quercetin, like Affy was talking about, I like to mention this because it's a fun fact. You know I love my fun facts, right? So quercetin, and James has heard this one before, and I know Afi knows it, but quercetin comes from the skin off of lots of fruits and vegetables, like peppers and apples, and it's really, that's why it's also good to eat our asparagus and our vegetables and all those things, because we get it through our diet. But they extract it from these different sources of fruits and vegetables, which will help. And then the bromelain that's in this formula by Now Foods Pets really helps with that inflammation, like Afi's saying, and the turmeric as well that's in there. And then so bromelain's great for that, but that quercetin is so good. I just talked to somebody the other day. She bought a quercetin product, Terry Natural quercetin product, which I should mention, this is a great way to say it, is Terry's whole line is on sale, 20% off till the end of the month. So that's a good time to come in and get some things. But quercetin is so good for humans and allergies. She said her friend, within 3 days, she was having so many allergies. Her nose was itching. Her eyes were watering. Within 3 days, she was back to normal. And she was using like a pharmaceutical drug, and it wasn't touching it. And she just started taking quercetin and had huge success within 3 days. So I thought that was huge.
Yeah.
So pets or for us.
Or for humans,
I think that there's your average person with your animal is in tune and paying attention. But we also, and this isn't a knock on anybody, we get used to our animals. We get used to being around them. We get in routines with them. Animals, like humans, our brains thrive routine and schedules and these things. And so we get kind of used to a lot of stuff. So like with my fur brother, Sam, he is a licker. And we just kind of got used to that. Sam likes to lick things and stuff. But I hadn't known, and you guys just touched on it a little bit, that sometimes that could be a sign that that's something.
Sure.
It's not just his way of saying hello and saying, hey, I like you.
Right.
He could be dealing with allergies. Yep. He could be dealing with something that...
Anxiety.
Yes, yes. And it adds up, too, because the thing that I've always... like Sam's my favorite dog I've ever been around in my life. I love that little guy. But I worry about him because he's always so tense. He just always seems to be jittery and tense. And where he lives with my parents couldn't be more mellow, couldn't be more calm. My mom and dad are Italian and Jewish, so yeah, you get the voices get loud sometimes
there's
and everything.
A lot of ethnicity there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that. But that being said, they're also in their 60s. They're retired. It's a pretty mellow atmosphere. But yet Sam is just this bundle of nerves all the times, it seems like. Not always, but way more than I think he should be. And I worry. I want him to enjoy his life. He ain't got that long. You know, I mean, no animal lives long enough, so you want them to enjoy this.
Absolutely.
All of this kind of comes together for me, and maybe we should look into this. If you're concerned, if you're seeing some of these things in your pets, is there a test you can do to see if they have allergies or something like that that you guys sell, or is this more of a going to your vet kind of situation?
Yeah,
I don't think we sell anything, but there are some, you know, very helpful Facebook pages that can give you. So if the dog is licking to the point of there's a bald spot, I mean, the hair is gone.
Thankfully, it's nothing like that with him.
Yeah, so there's a wound that's underneath on it, and he's biting on it. So there's some obvious things. But if you felt like you needed to, you could, of course, go for the testing.
I think it might be worth doing just to see, at least have the answers. You know, if it isn't anything great, now you know.
For the next vet appointment, you know, you can ask like, hey, do you do this? How much is it? What's the test involved? Is it going to make them
more anxious?
But yeah, all good things.
So then think about other things that are going on outside. Your dog is probably hanging around outside more, might be eating things that he shouldn't be eating. If you have animals that are passing by, so there's, you know, feces for them, those animals. So dogs can easily pick up parasites from outside also. Newton Homeopathics has an excellent formula for parasites. So if your dog is having things, issues such as bloating or itching, skin eruptions, constipation or diarrhea, vomiting and weight loss, there might be a parasite in their system. So we do have a formula from that. And one other thing, well, we're probably dealing, pet owners are dealing with ticks, but there's also fleas out there and just regular bug bites. Newton Homeopathics also has a formula for bites and stings, inflammation, burning, itching, swelling, and discomfort. And one other thing I just wanted to say really quick, you know, sometimes we forget, I think it's a really good reminder that we have to, usually have to think about pet heat safety. So, mm-hmm. you know, just some things like you want to take your dog out and play, but don't overexert him out there in the hot sun or a humid day. Make sure there's plentiful water. Protect their paws if you're walking yeah. on concrete mm-hmm. everywhere. Black you don't have top. Grass. Yeah. Blacktop, exactly. Protect their paws. You know, stop if you're, you know, playing with your dog. You know, sit in the shade for a while. Please don't ever leave your dog in a car, even mm. with the window open. Mm. I don't remember what the numbers are, but the heat in the car is, I don't know, exponentially hotter than the outside. So
2 to 3 times hotter in a vehicle yeah. than even it is the on the outside. Yeah. Even with the window, yeah. you can have the AC on yeah. and it can still be that way.
Right. And then the other thing is just signs of heat exhaustion can be excessive panting, vomiting, warm and dry skin, or just collapsing, which you don't want to even get to that point.
No,
so,
absolutely not. Yeah.
Having a pet is a privilege. It is not a birthright.
Right.
Treat it that way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
treat
yeah.
put these animals in favor and think of them and look at them and absolutely. Think of these things from their perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And these are, you know, Afi's talking about a handful of products that we have here, but we have a handful more. We mm-hmm. just couldn't bring it all.
Yeah. yeah.
So whether it's, you know, it still is kind of the tick season, even though they're in the heat of summer, ticks usually do a little bit more hibernating. Maybe hibernate is not a good word because they're still out, but they're not out as bad they are in the spring and the fall.
They're hiding.
Yes. Hopefully not on us. But they're hiding and they're and so, you know, we have a really good bug and tick sprays for dogs as well that you can put on them to kind of if you're going to be more in the deep woods. And thinking about that going into fall when they're out a little bit more mm-hmm. is always a good preventative to do as well. There's other different products, whether it's, you know, something for digestion to something for inflammation for them. We just wanted to highlight a few things that we see right now and definitely like going into the 4th of July and the anxiety of dogs mm-hmm. and the allergies we thought was an important element.
If there's something we haven't covered here and you're curious about it, I encourage you to reach out to Family Natural Foods, talk to Afi, talk to Katrina and ask your questions because mm-hmm. they're just as curious as you are probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do our best to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Afi's helped a lot of people with if dogs have had like tumors or things like that. And she's just worth so much. You've got so much knowledge packed full. And it's great. It's great. She's such a, mm-hmm. we love Afi.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
great.
Thank you.
So with the last little bit of time we have, we do want to do a sample or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, what Ooh. Better than hit the summer with some watermelon?
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're talking. All right. I was a little nervous at first. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you should be nervous. I always want to give, like, James these crazy flavors.
Yeah, she just
and
really embraced this.
I'm just like this annoying little sister that I think you have. Because
try it.
Stephen's been like, I don't think James is going to like that. And I'm like, let's try it.
I mean, that's all the more reason to do it, yes.
Yeah. So I just opened up some Wonder Melon, and it's a watermelon beverage that I'm going to hand it over to you.
Thanks.
And you should smell it first, too. And Afi, I mean, it's time for us to have a sip of this Wonder
I'm
Melon.
I'm feeling slightly parched.
Oh,
so.
Yes, exactly. Cheers.
Salud, everyone.
So it's Wonder Melon, and I'll just, like, the ingredients are so simple and sweet. It's organic watermelon juice, organic lemon juice, apple juice, a little cucumber juice, and a little basil in there. Do you taste the freshness?
I tasted everything you just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you
that is really...
Isn't it strange that you can almost taste them separately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it all comes together perfectly. Mm-hmm. Watermelon and melon is not something that I've done a whole lot of together.
Mm-hmm.
That's peanut butter and jelly. That's
right.
So good. Like, my taste buds are so happy right now. Like,
yeah.
That is really good.
We can get you some more, too. I'm
going to have to. I'm going to have to stop by.
You have connections, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I like about it is that, yeah, that watermelon and that cucumber brings this, like, coolness,
yes.
right? Very cooling foods.
And it's hydrating.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
it's just be mindful of yourself too, being out and about.
So I got a buddy of mine. He means the world to me, and he's doing a great job working on his diet and all these things now, and I'm all proud of him. And then I see him with one of these energy drinks. And like, and nothing against energy drinks if that's your thing or whatever, but those things literally like eat the lining in your stomach.
Yes.
Like, and he's doing it because he's working outside and he's all hot. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not helping you, man. That's not hydrating you.
You need some electrolytes.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of electrolytes, summertime. I was planning on talking about it a little bit more next segment, but I'll just say a few things. Like, right, dogs, we need to make sure that they have enough. They have enough water, but for us, we need to make sure we're hydrated well enough too. So, making sure that we have those electrolytes are really helping us out, as well as so it's like sodium, potassium, magnesium are typically in those, but they're not going to have all the yuck and all the sugar
and the
all
sugar
the gunk that are filled with most electrolyte drinks. So we have some that really have no flavor, or we have some that have flavors, but those are really important in this heat of the time.
Do we have one more thing?
I think we have time for one more thing, right? Yeah. Okay. So this is called Honey Acres. I'm going to open it so you don't have to struggle with it, and I'll just, you know, talk to you about it. It's a chocolate. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You're going to have to try chocolate today.
You know, I hope you appreciate me. I hope I appreciate the difficulty of my job and how hard this is.
It's so hard.
I guess I'll take a bite of this chocolate if I have to.
So Honey Acres is a Wisconsin-based company. They're kind of by Milwaukee, kind of by like Oshkosh area. And they're a family business, been around for a while, very simple ingredients. So the one that you have is mint, and it's literally just cocoa powder and honey in the middle, I should say. Honey in the middle, cocoa powder that has a little bit of peppermint essential oil to make like the shell on it. Oh, it's good. It's just simple flavors. It's perfect for like after lunch, after dinner. You just need something
you
to
just
kind
need
of
a little, And the packaging is so pretty with the, each one has like a jewel color.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And we have different flavors. Like this one's the peppermint. We have an orange.
Which
we have
is
a raspberry.
My favorite, so,
But they're so good. So those are great to check out because it's a Wisconsin-based company and we're into them right now.
Do you need
as
more
you
Wonder
should
Melon?
No, I'm just so bad about talking with food in my mouth
I was trying to finish before
I could say anything.
I was trying to help you out
with
that.
Oh, you were doing great. You stretched.
So,
you did a great job.
Yep.
That is really good. Reminded me a little bit of a peppermint patty.
Yep.
A little bit of that, but I don't know how to put this politely, but not as manufactured.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah,
I like peppermint patties.
Like,
I like that stuff, but it,
they have
that
a place.
Didn't. Yeah. But that had more of an organic taste to it. I think that when you try these things, you and especially if you know the ingredients, like so many people are doing nowadays, most people are grabbing the package and looking at that back label before they purchase something nowadays. You really, at Family Natural Foods, taste these ingredients. Really understand that you're getting what you're paying for. It goes a long way.
Yeah, open up that palate.
Kind of like our peanut butter.
Yeah, our peanut butter is a great way for that, too. Absolutely.
Appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much for joining us. Affy, we always appreciate your knowledge, your charm, and all the things we enjoy about you. So thank you so much for hanging out with us and Katrina. Thank you. I appreciate
you
very, very much. We'll talk to you soon. And we'll be encouraging you to head on over to Family Natural Foods and talk to the gang over there. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Usually open your doors around 9.
We do.
423-3120 is the number you can call, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. It is a great follow. You will not be disappointed. Appreciate you all. Say hi to Stephen for me and the rest of the team, okay?
Thanks. Thank you.
We'll talk soon. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.